The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Welcome to Mill Spouse Matters, the podcast dedicated to encouraging military spouses. Need some inspiration as you navigate military life, moves, deployments, raising military kids, keeping your marriage together, career issues, and more? Get an encouraging, humorous outlook from a spouse who's been there for 30 years. Join host Jen McDonald, author of You Are Not Alone, Encouragement for the Heart of a Military Spouse, who knows that we're stronger together. Jen also writes regularly for outlets such as Military Spouse Magazine and has been featured in numerous books and national publications. Grab a cup of coffee or a glass of wine and sit back and relax as Jen talks with military spouses, both new and experienced, who will give you realistic hope and support for your own Mill Spouse journey.
Hey guys, welcome to episode 35 of the Mill Spouse Matters podcast. I'm Jen, and I'm glad to be able to talk with you today. I really hadn't intended on putting out an episode again this month, but things are crazy right now, aren't they? So I thought I would just come to you today and give you some words of encouragement and hopefully some resources to kind of cut through the noise as we navigate this new world of quarantine during the coronavirus pandemic. And I really do truly hope wherever you are, I know some of you are listening from other countries, I hope you're safe and well. And please reach out to me if you want to send me a note on social media, or you need prayer, or you just need a listening ear. I am here. You can find me, Mill Spouse Matters, on Instagram, Facebook, and you can also find the complete show archive if you've got time on your hands and you're just wanting something to do. I know some of you are busier than ever. We'll talk about that in a minute. But the complete show archive is at millspousematters.com, and you can listen to all the past episodes and find resources there. So before I get started, I did want to say, I know many of you are on the front lines of this whole thing. You're nurses or you're in the medical field and your lives have completely changed. You probably aren't even listening to this during the time of this pandemic because you're so busy. But I just want to say thanks to you all for continuing to work, for others, first responders, for our military who have suddenly activated and are, you know, have been sent somewhere to help build things or to act as medical personnel. We appreciate you more than we can say. So life has changed for all of us in so many ways in recent weeks. If you listened to my last episode, you know that my brother had passed away. So I'm really thankful we were able to go to his memorial. And then right after that, I had traveled in California and in Washington State in a couple of places that are now hot spots. Was able to make it home, and I passed the 2-week window, you know, for self-quarantine, and I'm okay. I am staying home mostly. My husband, who is retired from the military, works for a company that has also sent all their employees home. I had already worked from home, so my life hasn't changed too much as far as that goes. I'm still continuing to work. I just have a new coworker here, but I do have some underlying respiratory problems. So he's been pretty insistent that I stay at home and he, you know, hits the store, or we do curbside delivery or whatever. So I realize I'm very blessed to be in that situation. I'm not having to try to figure this all out by myself. I know for many of you, that is not the case. So I thought today I would just hop on and do a short episode of some encouragement and some resources for you. Life is changing so much, and I know there are lots of great memes going around. This is a great time for memes, and some of them are kind of like military spouses already know what it is to have your life on hold or to have the government decide what's happening and what's not, and there's a lot of truth to that. I think we are pretty good at kind of rolling with the punches. We know what it's like to what I call live in the pause, P-A-U-S-E, where life is just kind of on pause. Whether we're moving or our spouse is deployed or in school or whatever, we kind of know how to do that. And if we don't, we learn pretty quickly. But this is a whole different scenario than any of us have ever been in, I would guess. Some of you may be newly at home. You were working and you either got furloughed or you're working from home. That's a big change. Or you could be busier than ever because you're not only working from home, but your kids' schools have been canceled. And so now you have to figure out how to keep them going forward with their education while you also work from home. And some of us, it's pretty much the same other than we can't go to the store and things like that. So let's talk about all those things. For those of you that are newly at home, and I did want to say this too, you know, I did homeschool for years and years, and there's lots of great homeschooling tips going around. And I just want to tell you, this is not regular homeschooling. This is not what it would be like if you've never homeschooled and now you suddenly are. You would be able to leave your house and go on field trips and go to the zoo and go to the museum and do all those fun things. So just, we all know that this is not normal. And some of the tips I've seen aren't real useful because you can't do those things or you can't be flexible because your school district is requiring your child to sign in at certain times. I have one friend who said their school district is handling it really well. They're just kind of giving them their assigned work and telling them the date to turn it in. And that's more like regular, what I'd call homeschooling. So for those of you that are having to comply with different standards, I just hope that we can all give each other grace and know that the teachers are doing their best. The families are doing their best. This is unprecedented. So just as much as you're able to, I would say, be flexible. You don't have to get up and start school at 7:30 or 8 if you don't have to. I mean, you know, if you have to sign in, that's one thing. And just give yourself some grace. This is not something that you're used to doing. We're going to all get through this together. I think that's the big thing. For those of you that are newly working from home, you're trying to figure out how to stay motivated. I know my husband came down one day. He set up his office in our daughter's old room, the one that just got married last fall. And he's like, it's just so hard to stay motivated. And as someone, I've worked virtually for a couple of different companies for about a decade. I'm very used to it. And I hadn't even thought about, you know, that's an issue. That could be a problem if you're not used to having to kind of just figure it out. And he's obviously a very hard worker. He was military for 31 years. He's fine. But it's, you know, you're not seeing people, you don't have your normal touch points throughout the day, you don't have your normal breaks. So give yourself some grace too if you're newly working from home. My big tip for that would be, somebody that's worked from home, is set up a space to have your work stuff if you can. I know some of you are having to do that and monitor your child or your children's schooling, so that could be a little bit different. But if you're able to have a space for your work computer and all of that stuff so that you can walk away from it. Otherwise, it can just become all-encompassing. You can find yourself sitting and doing work at 9 p.m. at night because it's there. So if you are able to have some sort of office, if you don't have the luxury of that, a little corner of just your workspace, and then when you leave it kind of thing. If you're able to do that, I would highly recommend that to have some distance from your work. For those of you whose jobs have gotten incredibly busy, I really do feel for you, and I hope that you have support and help, and just know that I'm thinking of you. Ways we can help each other. My daughter lives about a block away from us, and we're doing things like going for walks, or if one of us is doing a store pickup or going to the store, we'll ask if the other person needs something. And I really hope that that's happening in your community as well. I've seen some really cool things of teachers doing drive-throughs through neighborhoods to say goodbye to their students that they're not going to be able to see anymore this year, or nursing home residents. I have some friends whose parents are in nursing homes and they are not able to go in anymore, but they're driving past or standing outside with signs. So just try to find something to lighten others' loads. I know this is really tough on everybody. I did want to read you a couple of verses, you know, and I don't want to make light of anything you're going through. So it's just things to remind you to keep your mind on God, that we're not in control. I mean, we aren't. Isaiah 26:3 says, "You will keep in perfect peace all who trust in you, all whose thoughts are fixed on you." And that's one of my favorite verses because I do tend to have some anxiety or like I can't turn off the thought kind of thing. Yeah, my other favorite verse is Proverbs 3:5-6, which is trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding, and all your ways submit to him and he will make your paths straight. So while the world is going crazy, just try to have those moments of focus and quietness if you can. One of my favorite, I think it's a song, some writing from Cardinal John Henry Newman, and I actually included this little passage in my book because it has stood out to me for so long. And it says, "Lead kindly light amid the encircling gloom, lead thou me on. The night is dark and I am far from home. Lead thou me on. Keep thou my feet. I do not ask to see the distant scene, one step enough for me." And I've always loved that because that's just so true of life. We don't know what's coming. We can't control what's around us. All we can do is take the next step. And if it seems overwhelming to you right now, just get up each day and just think about what you can do to make this day better, how you can help your family through this, and don't project too far ahead. I know that is difficult to do. It's easier said than done, but that's what I'm trying to do right now. So as we go through this time, I think there's a lot of rumors swirling around. You'll hear stuff every day. You'll see things on spouses' pages, and a lot of it is very alarmist. So I wanted to point you to some really good resources to keep up on what is happening with COVID-19, coronavirus, and the effects on the military. Now, of course, look to your local command for news. I would say most of them, if not all, have a Facebook page or their official website, and just go by what they're saying. Don't go by the latest trend on Twitter. Some of that is so inaccurate. Just be really, really careful where you're getting your news from or things that might affect your military family as to an upcoming move or something with your spouse or things like that. A lot of you know that I work full time for a military bay owner as content editor and do some writing as well. And so one of the things that we're doing is providing some information and resources for military families. So I'm going to point you to some of the things that I've researched for them and we've put out. The other thing I wanted to mention, because they're just a great company, Military by Owner, they help you advertise your home for sale or rent, or you can search for a home near a military base in the U.S., Guam, Puerto Rico. And so they are having a lot of flexibility for their customers. If you happen to be a customer, I thought I would just mention this. They're going to keep providing information and they are providing a lot of flexibility if you have a current ad with them. Basically, if you're a current advertiser, just check in with them. If your ad is expiring and you need an extension or anything like that, just go to militarybyowner.com. They have a live chat or you can call them. Their customer service is still working. So the first thing I wanted to share with you was, as many of you know, if you're in the middle of a PCS move, that a lot of them, if not most of them, are on hold until we get past this crisis. The latest guidance was domestic travel ban was in effect till May 11th. I wrote a piece on Military by Owner called The Impact of COVID-19 on Military PCS Moves and Travel. And this is all taken from direct DOD sources, and it's pointing you to those sources for your information. So I want to give you a list from my post that's called Updates on Coronavirus and the Military Community. The news is constantly evolving and it can be really difficult to keep up with what's real and what's hearsay, especially if you're in the middle of a PCS move. If you have a family member deployed or in training, you really need accurate information and not just rumors. So here are 10 official sources to keep you up to date on the latest. So the coronavirus DOD response. Oh, by the way, I will put a link to this post so that you can just find these. You can just click on them and get right to the source. So these are daily updates from the Department of Defense in conjunction with the State Department and the Department of Health and Human Services. They are doing a really great job keeping this up to date. So that has to do with everything with the Department of Defense. And that's a really great place to get the latest. There's a site called Washington Headquarters Services, which has specific guidance for those of you who might be in the National Capital Region and the Pentagon. Again, that's an official government site. There's the DODEA COVID-19 page. If your child is in the DODEA school system, you want to check in there because they have updates with how they're handling this and news for students. The latest on what they're doing as far as distance learning. So for instance, on the DODEA website, It tells you the current closures, the guidance. A lot of the schools, like for instance, Camp Lejeune is providing meals, and it'll tell you how to get to that. It also is going to let you know, like with your college and career ready students, what to do with them, and also about their latest for online learning. So that is a great source. It's just all consolidated there if you have a child in the DODEA system. The U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs coronavirus updates is going to give you news if you access VA hospital, if you're a veteran, what you need to do if you feel like you have symptoms, what facilities you can go to. That's all in one spot. TRICARE has a coronavirus guidance and frequently asked questions, which is updated as the situation changes. You can find out as a TRICARE beneficiary where to be tested, information about quarantines, and lots more. The Centers for Disease Control, obviously, is the main clearinghouse for our country. They are constantly updating that as well for you to learn more about prevention, symptoms, resources for families, schools, businesses, and communities. So every website I'm referring you to is either an official Department of Defense or government site. And this is just a list all in one space. So for those of you that are transitioning or reintegrating, you know, you're transitioning out as you're getting out of the military or you're reintegrating, the impacts on transition assistance programs and Yellow Ribbon Reintegration Program, the U.S. Department of Defense has a whole website for that for you to find out how is that going to impact you getting out of the military. The Defense Health Agency has advice about what you should do before calling a provider and what you need to do about visiting clinics if you think you have coronavirus symptoms. There's also a page, a website for guidance for DOD civilians. Now, I know that some of you might be overseas and you're not military, but you're a civilian family. So these are the latest updates for civilian workers and their family. Military OneSource has a whole section of their site about coronavirus information for the military community. So Military OneSource is kind of the official clearinghouse for military and their families' information. And they have a section dedicated to coronavirus updates and resources. You can find help for families in crisis. There is a whole list of online learning resources for military kids, service updates and changes. And I did want to mention, for those of you that may not be in a great family situation and you suddenly find yourself all together, I know that can be extremely stressful. So there are still resources. You are not stuck. You can access non-medical counseling online. It's available 24/7, toll-free, or through live chat. So if you are a family in crisis, please know that there are resources for you. They also have video non-medical counseling available for military youth, which can be really helpful during this time of school closures and uncertainty, and their whole lives have changed as well. So please, 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 if you are having trouble or issues, take a look at Military OneSource. It's free and it's confidential. And then there's much more than counseling on there available. They have tons of good information. I will, like I said, I will link to all of these sources through my post on Military by Owners blog. So I hope that some of that will be helpful to you in some way. As we continue to move through this time, please know that my thoughts are with you. If I find something that I think is worth sharing as far as an update or some information, I will do that. Look to official sources. Try to just ignore the rumors. I've been staying off of some social media myself just because it can be so easy to get completely wrapped up in this and that's all you think about. And take a walk, get outside, go do something different with your kids. One of the biggest things I've seen lately that I think has stood out to me is how many families I'm seeing out together. Like I said, I work from home, so I'll go walk my dog or I'll go running or whatever. And a lot of times I won't see a single person. And suddenly I'm seeing families walking together. I passed a little family sitting down on a blanket in the park the other day. So I know this isn't easy, this time that we're in, but I think if we can look for the moments that we can be thankful for, this is unprecedented time together as a family. Everything's canceled. I know for us, my daughter, who is an Irish dancer, Worlds was canceled. So we are not going to Ireland next month like we had planned. Basically, for the foreseeable future, every competition is off and we're suddenly just all home together. And, you know, we can all get on each other's nerves, but we're playing cards, we're doing things together. And I just hope that you can find a bright spot in your day as well. And like I said, please reach out to me if you need anything. My thoughts are with you. I'll talk to you next time. Thanks for listening.
Connect with Jen at jenmcdonald.net or on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. You can also purchase her book, You Are Not Alone, Encouragement for the Heart of a Military Spouse, at Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, and other booksellers. Love the show? Don't forget to leave a review on iTunes. Until next time, have a great week.
The first taste of rare bourbon you finally got your hands on. That's nice. At Caskers.com, we make this experience easy. Caskers is a one-stop spirit curator with an impressive selection of exclusive, sought-after, rare, and household names in the realm of premium spirits and champagne. Discover the top flavors of the year now by going to Caskers.com and using code WELCOME10 for $10 off your first purchase. Get $10 off your first purchase with code WELCOME10 at Caskers.com.